You caught us at the beginning of Conversations with My Dummy, this most excellent podcast. I'm your pal, Steve Charney, puts it all together, and we have some good stuff for you today. I'm wearing my beret, by the way. Thought it looked rather debonair. Yes. And, we're going to hear Hoagie Carmichael. He's doing Barnacle Bill the Sailor. I know most of us know the really dirty version, but this goes way back into the 30s, and they kept it pretty clean, but it was funny anyway. We're also going to be hearing Harry singing an old traditional song called Willie Died. And I hope he shows up soon. I want to show him my beret, and I haven't seen him very much lately. I don't know where he's been. Oh, wait, I think I hear him.
Hey, Steve!
You like my new hat?
It's all right.
That's all you can say about it? It's all right?
Well, Steve, it's not that much of a hat, is it? I mean, it's a black beret. Pretty basic.
I thought it was nice.
No, no, Steve, this hat I have here is much better. See, look, it's a beret, but it's blue and has a feather in it. Let me stick it on my head here.
You know, it really bugs me that you always try to one-up me. Well, I'm not going to let that happen this time, boy. You think your blue beret with the feather is so neat? Well, let's see you match this one, huh?
Hey, where'd you get that at?
Same place you got yours.
It's not so great.
Yeah, it's better than your beret. First of all, look, it's day glow orange. Second of all, it has diamond studs all over it. And third of all, it has three feathers instead of your one. And it fits like a glove.
Well, now if it would only fit like a hat. You know, I usually let you have your way, Steve. But this time you've gone too far. If you think you're going to show me up that easily, you're sadly mistaken. I was being polite before with that blue beret. But I see, if you want to talk hats, I may have to pull all the stops out.
Well, what's that?
It's not a beret, Steve. It's a pillbox hat. See the crystal hanging from the rim? I got that from a chandelier that used to hang in Buckingham Palace. And you'll notice that the pillbox part of the hat is transparent. It's made of glass. And inside there are real pills in it. Add that to a bright red and green swirl that goes all around the outside of the hat, and I think you've got a chapeau that I would say is quite fashionable and puts your pathetic little beret to shame.
Yeah. That hat is about as plain as a brown paper bag.
How can you say that?
Well, it's all relative. Put it next to this one.
Hey, where were you hiding that hat?
My little secret hat. Take your hat off.
Yeah?
I wouldn't call this a pillbox hat, Harry. This is more like a jewelry box hat. See, you open up the box on top of the hat and the jewels are inside. Take a look at that, huh?
Is that a ruby?
Yes, that's a ruby. Right next to it, you have a sapphire. Then you have the horns on either side of it. There's this one. And you have one on the other side. Then the original Toulouse-Lautrec first edition print is mounted on the back. And see, look at these three small egret eggs, uncooked. And delicately poised, sit on the rim. This, my friend, is a hat. How do I look in it?
Mundane, if you ask me, Steve. It might be a hat that a workman might wear after a hard day in the coal mines. But you have obviously never seen a real hat with glass, or you wouldn't have dared to don that one. Here, Steve, I'll show you a hat. Your miserable little jewelry box hat can't compare to my refrigerator box hat. I think I might need a little help putting this on my head, Steve. Here we go. If I sit still, I can balance it just right. See, Steve, I have a real refrigerator in that box. Granted, it's small, but it's well-stocked in case I get hungry when taking long walks in the park with it. And perched on the front of it is a dartboard, you know, in case the person I'm walking with gets bored.
What if she misses the dartboard?
Well, that's okay, Steve, because the darts are made out of vegetable. They don't hurt, and I get to eat them if she hits me in the face by accident.
You know, I should be impressed, but I'm not. I have another hat here I'd like you to see, but it's outside.
Fine with me, Steve. In the meantime, I may just open up the fridge and get a bite to eat here.
Time for another commercial.
Another commercial, you say? Yes, I say. You want to be part of the show? You want to be a supporter of the program? Well, you can do it if you go to patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's patreon.com. And, well, follow the directions, man. You could support the show with a dollar a month, more, less. and that'll help support us, because actually, believe it or not, this podcast costs money. That's right. Got to advertise, got to buy some equipment. It just takes a lot of time also, you know, to put it together. Okay, but I do it because I love it. Thanks very much. That's it. Now let's hear Harry do a song called Willie Died. I'm playing guitar. He can't because he has wooden fingers.
How well do I remember the night that Willie died? It was early in the morning, just 12 o'clock at night. The cows were warbling sweetly, the bees were making hay. The sun and moon was shining dark and bright. 'Twas the 43rd of May when our Willie passed away. He died harder than he'd ever died before. He was sitting in a chair, but he didn't like it there. So he got up and he died upon the floor. You could see that he was dying by the color of his breath. You could see the blossom nipping in the bud. And the doctor said the only thing to save our boy from death was to stop the circulation of his blood. So we filled him up with glue, and the Holt would bring him to, but it only brought him 8 or 9 or 10. Then he turned upon his side, gently blew his nose and died. Then he turned and blew his nose and died again. Now it sort of makes me sore that our Willie is no more, 'cause of all the times he died, that was the best. And it really was a shame when that night the burglar came and stole the mustard plaster off his chest. Now no more upon the mat will he play with pussycat. No more between his teeth will hold her tail. No more will burn his nose on the little red hot stove. For our darling Willie's gone and kicked the pail.
Harry and I in the middle of a hat competition. Well, Harry, I know you think your hat is so fancy and all, but after I take this hat out of the box, I'm afraid even you'll agree who the hat king is in this relationship.
Steve, it doesn't look like it's going to be a very big hat.
Oh, I see. You think size is the ultimate judge of who has a nicer hat. Well, that's obviously a sign of your taste. Size has nothing to do with this one. Look at this there, huh?
Well, what is that?
It's a hat with a hologram on top of it. The hologram is me wearing a hat with a hologram on top of it. And that hat has a hologram of me wearing a hologram on top of it, and again, ad infinitum. Looks pretty on my head, doesn't it, huh? And once you add the slide whistle that's mounted on the left side, it goes right down to my mouth, and the alarm clock on the right side, I think you got a pretty good hat. Oh, by the way, don't forget the original Hope Diamond that sits in the front. That's worth about $25 million. I think you have a hat that would be difficult to compete with, Harry.
Oh, is that the best you could do? Let me show you a real hat, Steve. Your hat will be faded for the dustbin after you see this one. Yeah, look at this, Steve. Take a look at this one, huh?
Doesn't look that impressive. What's that on the top?
What's that on the top, Steve? It's a particle accelerator, also commonly known as an atom smasher. You know, the Fermi Labs near Chicago, the one that's 4 miles around and accelerates atoms to almost the speed of light in order to see what they're made up of after they collide? Well, this does the exact same thing, but, well, it's a lot smaller. It cost over $1 billion to make, and scientists from all over the world covered my hat. You see, you drop the atom into this chute here, Steve, and you turn on the machine. Within seconds, the hat starts rotating at incredible speeds. Soon the atom is split, the components drop down into this barrel here. Muons, neutrinos, all the quarks and leptons. Here's the mustard and the bread, Steve. I just spread a little on a tasty quark, pop it in my mouth, and I have quite a tasty little snack.
How does a quark taste?
Sort of like chicken. You want a bite?
No, thanks. Well, if I was an average person on the street, I might be impressed. But since I happen to be a hat aficionado, your pitiful attempt at impressing our listening audience is, well, it's rather sad. I have a hat here that is so mind-blowing that it makes your hat look like a yarmulke.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Take a look.
It's your black beret, the one you started off with.
Oh, sure. It looks like a simple black beret because that's all you can see. But perched on top of this beret, like a statue on a pedestal, is an entire universe with 100 billion galaxies, each containing a trillion stars.
Go on!
I'm serious, Harry. You can't see it, because it's all happening in the eighth dimension. If you had another sense that could detect the eighth dimension, well, you would recognize this to be the most mind-blowing hat you've ever seen. And this eighth dimension universe is expanding, so it's quite a light show. Fortunately, I do have that sense, and, well, I enjoy this hat quite a bit. Unfortunately, in about 10 million years, the universe on this hat will have expanded to the point where, well, it'll be as big as New York City, and it'll be a lot harder to wear. But for now, the hat in the universe comes in medium to large, just the right size for my head. So I think I won the hat contest, didn't I, Harry?
Uh-oh, Steve.
What?
I think we both lost the hat contest.
What do you mean?
Stop moving around up there.
You mean...
That's right, Steve. This whole program is someone's hat. Don't move, Steve. He might get upset, and who knows what'll happen.
Harry, this is so weird. How can this happen?
What kind of stupid question is that? What do you mean, how can this happen? You didn't ask that question when I was wearing a billion-dollar atom collider. You didn't ask that question when you'd gotten hold of the Hope Diamond. Suddenly you're asking, how can this happen?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like a Christmas tree. I'll sail the seas until I croak. I'll fight and swear and drink and smoke, but I can't swim a bloody stroke.
Said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Your wine and eat your pies. I'll kiss your cheeks and black your eyes.
We're in deep trouble, Steve. Deep trouble!
Why?
Because I'm looking at the script and, well, I don't see a very good ending to this dilemma.
Well, what do you mean?
Look what you wrote here. Giant man grabs hat with Steve and Harry on it and twirls it like a frisbee off his head, smashing into far wall and ending show. I don't think I like that so much.
Well, I'm sorry, Harry. I just couldn't think of any other way to finish this up.
How about, man quietly lays hat on table and walks away forever?
Just doesn't have the right oomph.
Oh, the one you wrote will have oomph, all right.
Put on your seatbelt, Harry. We're going with the one I wrote.
It is your show, Steve. You could change it if you wanted to. It's not too late.
It's too late now, Harry. There's no time. Strap yourself in.
Darn it. I get sick being spun around like a frisbee.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no, I don't? I should know if I get sick or not.
No, you shouldn't. You're a dummy. You don't have human feelings like that.
Well, there you go. Running rings around me logically again. But if I up chuck in your lap, don't say I didn't warn you.
Look, we're getting to that part in the script where the giant throws his hat, so start hanging on. Why don't you put your hat on, just sort of as a, you know, way of tying the whole thing together.
Well, which hat should I be wearing?
Put on the one with the crystal chandeliers from Buckingham Palace.
Oh, this one's the, yeah, I like this. Okay, which one are you going to wear?
I think I'm going to wear the one with the horns.
Can I honk the horn?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, can I honk the other one?
Yeah, go ahead. Kind of neat, huh?
Yeah, Steve, your hat is pretty neat.
Yours is too, I got to admit it. Well, okay. Hang on. Here goes, Har.
Yikes!
Oh, this is now a couple of days later. We survived it. It's okay. Yeah, but I gotta read the ending credits here. So, woo, that was really something sliding off that guy with a monster. Woo. Nice hat, though. SteveCharney.com. Check out my website. People don't go to those websites that much anymore, but mine's chock full of stuff. It has information about my live stage shows, how to contact me. I'm always happy to hear from listeners. You know, if you want to tell me what you think of the podcast and how I'm doing, that would be great. All the stuff I have for sale is there, too, including books and CDs. I got my bio, if you're interested in hearing about my history. But you can also go to my Facebook page, too. I have, my public page is Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and I post these podcasts onto Twitter, and of course they're also on iTunes, TuneIn.com, Podomatic. Go to Podomatic and make a comment, because that'll help me also with the ratings. And, Harry, you got any last jokes to say? Yeah, Steve, what did the zero say to the eight? I don't know, what did the zero say to the eight?
Nice hat!
Ooh, a perfect joke to end this podcast with.